Welcome to Red Comet's Trajectory, where we hurl ourselves into the vast, mysterious cosmos of thought. I'm Moni, your guide on this wild ride through philosophy, where we chase the burning questions that light up the night sky of our minds. So buckle up, stargazers, because this Red Comet is about to blaze a trail through the unknown. Let's chart the trajectory together, one thought-provoking question at a time. Ready? Let's ignite. Since it's our first episode, I thought, what better place to start than with a question that's haunted humanity for centuries? Why are we here? You know, the big question with a capital B and Q. It's the question that keeps philosophers, poets, and insomniacs up at night. So, let's dig into it. We'll explore ideas from ancient Greece, take a stroll through existential dread, and maybe sip some tea with nihilism. Sound good? Great. Let's start with Socrates, the OG of questioning everything. Picture this, Athens, around 400 BC. Socrates wandering the streets, his sandals scraping against the stone, as he stops strangers with questions like, what is justice? And what is the good life? He didn't write a single word himself. Everything we know about him comes from his students, especially Plato. Socrates' approach was simple yet revolutionary. Question everything. Assume you know nothing. A way of questioning that breaks down assumptions and forces you to examine the foundations of your beliefs. It's both terrifying and liberating because it shows us that many of the things we hold as truths might just be fragile opinions. But fast forward a couple of millennia and here we are, still wondering. We're still lost in our thoughts, maybe just with better coffee. And we're still grappling with those same big questions, just with a few more distractions. So what's changed? Enter the existentialists. Think Nietzsche, Shai, Sartre, and Camus. These were the philosophers who stared directly into the void and famously decided that the void probably didn't care. They lived in times of great turmoil. Think world wars, social upheaval, and the rise of modern existential dread. Jean-Paul Sartre, one of the leading existentialists, dropped a philosophical bombshell with the idea that existence precedes essence. In other words, we are born without a predetermined purpose, and it's up to us to create our own meaning. It's like being handed a blank canvas and told, good luck, figure it out. It's kind of like being dropped in the middle of IKEA without a manual, isn't it? You've got all the pieces, but no clear instructions. Existentialism is the Allen wrench of life you've got to twist and turn your way to something that resembles a purpose. But existentialism isn't just about chaos, it's about freedom. There's something oddly liberating about the idea that we're not bound by some cosmic script. Nietzsche famously talked about the will to power a drive not just to survive, but to assert ourselves, to define who we are, and to rise above the constraints placed on us by society, religion, and even our own fears. But with that freedom comes responsibility, and with great power comes, well, an existential crisis. So what do we do with this freedom? Do we try to craft meaning out of the mess? Rebel against the absurdity of it all? Or just embrace that life might be one big, beautiful, chaotic experiment? There's no easy answer, but that's kind of the point. Philosophy invites us to think deeply, to question the status quo, and to never settle for easy answers. And this is where I turn the question to you, dear listener, why are you here? Not just here listening to this vlog, though I'm glad you are. But here, alive in this moment, what gets you out of bed in the morning when the world feels heavy and the snooze button is just a tap away? Is it love, ambition, curiosity, or something you can't quite put into words? Philosophy doesn't promise us answers, but it does promise a journey, a messy, beautiful, endlessly curious journey that begins with a question. So what's yours? That's it for today's dive into the deep end. We've just scratched the surface of why we're here, but there's so much more to explore. Next time on Red Comet's Trajectory, we'll tackle the idea of free will. Are we really the masters of our destiny, or just puppets dancing on invisible strings? Until then, keep questioning, keep exploring, and remember the unexamined life might be easier, but it sure isn't as interesting. Before we wrap up, if you enjoyed today's journey and you're excited to dive deeper into the mysteries of life with us, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. By subscribing, you'll never miss an episode, and you'll always have a front row seat on this wild ride through philosophy. If today's discussion sparked a thought or two, share this episode with your friends, your family, or even that one person who's always deep in thought at your local coffee shop. Let's build a community of thinkers, dreamers, and questioners. Drop a comment below with your thoughts, your questions, or even your existential rants. I'll read them all, and I can't wait to see what you have to say. And hey, if you've got a topic you'd love to see covered, let me know. We're all on this trajectory together, and your voice matters here. Thanks for tuning in to Red Comet's Trajectory. Stay curious, and I'll catch you on the next orbit.